The U.S. military has killed dozens of people in recent airstrikes against alleged drug smuggling boats in the Atlantic and Pacific. The Trump administration has labeled it a war against narco-terrorists to curtail the flow of drugs into the U.S. The attacks will be among the issues discussed by leaders of the European Union and the community of Latin American and Caribbean states. They're also expected to talk about what authorities call the cocaine crisis in Europe during their two-day meeting, which starts Sunday in Colombia.
We see a lot of cocaine in the European streets, especially in the past 2-3 years. The price of cocaine that we see at the European wholesale and retail market, which has been significantly dropped in the past 2 years, from, for example, 40,000 per kilogram of cocaine to, in some member states, to 12 or 14,000 euros per kilogram. It means that basically the European cocaine market is oversaturated.
The cocaine comes from Latin America, from the countries in yellow on this map, Colombia, Peru, and Bolivia. Transit countries are shown in red. They include Ecuador, Panama, and Costa Rica. Countries along the West African coast are also part of the system, sometimes even serving as logistics hubs where the origins of cocaine shipments are obscured, making them harder to detect when they arrive in Europe. The main European points of entry include the major ports of Antwerp in Belgium and Rotterdam in the Netherlands, and increasingly French ports. Even though the authorities know all this, they're failing to stop it,